Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shkalim. We've been talking about things becoming Tameh, particularly we talked about the Parochas becoming Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, and Mishnah Vav continues with the idea of things becoming Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, and here we're talking about meat of Kadshim, like Karbanos, meat from Karbanos that became Tameh. And so, it's important to think about the fact that if meat becomes tameh, if meat from kadshim becomes tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, so we have two competing values here, right? There are two different things that kind of contradict. Number one is any kadshim that become psul, that become pasul rather, need to be burned in the azara, right? We usually burn them in the azara on the Beis HaDeshen, which is this pile of stuff at the next to the mizbeach where the psulei kadshim are burned, and so. That's the proper place for kadshim to be burned if they got pusel. And so one would think then that karbanos that become tameh should be burned there on the Beis HaDeshen in the Azara, within the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, we also know that tumah can't be brought into the Azara, and we're not even allowed to let tumah stay in the Beis HaMikdash. We have to get it out. And so that would indicate that anything that becomes tameh needs to leave the azara and maybe be burned outside, right? And so those two kind of put us in a little bit of a conflict of what to do. And so there is a machlokas tanaim with four different opinions recorded here in Mishnah Vav and in the next Mishnah Zayin about how to handle this conflict. So Mishnah Vav begins b'sar kodesh kadashim shenitma. So if we have the meat of kodesh kadashim, so these are things that have to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the case of olos, completely burned and not eaten anywhere, but burned within the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach. And so they became tameh. And there are two factors involved here, and the two factors generate four possible cases. What are the two factors? Bein be'av ha-tumah, bein be'vlad ha-tumah. It could be that the meat became tameh from a vlad ha-tumah, that is a lower level tumah, became tameh from a rishon or below. And so it has tumah, but it is a relatively lower level tumah. Or it could be that it became tameh from an av ha-tumah, that it became tameh from the higher level of tumah, and therefore it's a very serious tumah. That's what the Mishnah Gemara referred to as tumah chamura. So that's factor number one. And factor number two, bein bifnim, bein bachutz. It could be that it became tameh, right, inside the azara, or it could be that it became tameh outside the azara. And so those two factors combine to four possible cases, right? Something that became tameh from an avatumah inside the azara, something that became tameh from a vladatumah inside the azara, something that became tameh from an avatumah outside the azara, and something that became tameh from a vladatumah outside the azara. And so these four cases are potentially different in halacha, and that is where our machlokes tanaim comes in. And so our first opinion is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai omrim, Hakol yisarif bifnim chutz mishenitma be'avatumah b'chutz. Beis Shammai says the most important thing is to burn it inside the Beis HaMikdash. And so everything is burned inside with the exception of something that was that became tameh with an avatumah outside the Beis HaMikdash. And so that means, outside the Azara. So that means that if we brought it in to be burned, we'd be bringing in something of a tumah chamura, a high-level tumah, into the Beis HaMikdash. And everybody agrees that you don't do that. You can't bring something of a high-level tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore, Beis Shammai says, if it is a low-level tumah outside the Beis HaMikdash, then you would bring it in to burn it. And certainly, if it is in the Beis HaMikdash already, whether it is a high-level tumah or a low-level tumah, you need to burn it within the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Hillel kind of says the inverse. Ubeis Hillel omrim, hakol yisarif bachutz, chutz mishenitma bevladatum bifnim. Beis Hillel says, no, the most important thing is not that it be burned inside. That is important. But the most important is that we remove tumah from the Beis HaMikdash. And so everything should be burned outside, with the exception of something that became tumah bevladatum inside. So if it became tameh bevlad ha-tumah inside, then in that case, everybody agrees that it should be burned inside. You don't take it out. Because it's a low-level tumah, and better it should be burned inside. But everything else, right, so something that became tameh with an av ha-tumah in the azara should be taken out to be burned. And certainly, something that became Tameh, whether it became Tameh from an Avatuma or a Vladatuma, outside the Azara, we don't bring it back in. It should stay outside and be burned outside.